Zeichem, Nishmas, Suri, Esther, Bas, Maya, David.
Let us start from Dav Samach Beis, Amit Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Acherim Oimrim, Higdim Moilim La'arelim, if he was Magdim Moilim La'arelim, he says he's Shoichet L'moilim V'la'arelim, so it is Kosher, Arelim L'moilim Posel. Reg the Gemara, Maishna Moilim La'arelim de Kosher, the kula ola be'inan veleke. It's the reason it is kosher because the whole psul is dafk if you shecht la kula yola. If you shecht for mixas areilim, it is kosher. The areilim la moilim nami kula ola be'inan veleke. So if you magdam areilim la moilim, it's also mixas ola. So why isn't it kosher? So the Gemara says, Lema kasavri acherim. Let us say, and with this we'll be able to understand the acherim, that they hold, number one, eino l'shchita ela b'sayf. They hold that the chalosh shchita is chal by the gemar of the shchita, number one. Uche derove, da'oma rova adayin hi machlekes. And they hold like Rove, that afilu in a case where you don't say hodar bay, you still say tofes loshen rishon. We'll see klarer in Rashi. So two yesoides, we hold tofes loshen rishon, we hold bigmar einu l'shchita elu l'psayf. Hilchkach. Therefore, higdim moilim la'arelim. So if he said he's shechting for moilim and areilim, moilim chayli, areilim loy chayli. So the shchita has to be, the chalois shchita is chal b'shas the gmar shchita. He says moilim la'areilim. We'll see in Rashi, both the burim can't be chal, because the gmar shchita is keheref ayim. So we say tops of both can't be chal. We say which is chal, the moilim. So memeila is that the loshen rishon is chal. So hig the moilim la reilim, moilim chayli areilim loy chayli. Hig dem areilim la moilim is areilim chayli, moili loy chayli. He says that you don't have a tzir, you don't have mixas ola. According to Rabbi, you don't have a case of mixas ola. It's either kulay moilim or kulay areilim. We'll soon see, we have a limo that is that mixas ola is kosher. But let us first see Rashi. Uchidarove beperik beis desvochim, adayin hi machloikis. Rava holds that afilu in a case you can't say that hodabei, there's also a machlekes if you say tofes loshen rishon. Rabbi tofes loshen rishon. The ifliki bo Rabbi Meir ve Rabbi Yosi. There's a machlekes Rameir ve Rabbi Yosi. Bo oimer harei zu tmuras oila, tmuras shlomim. He had a three behemoths. One was an oila, one was a shlomim, and he took a third behemoth. Said, Hareizu tmuras oila, tmuras shlomim. Hareizu tmuras oila, divrei Rabbi Meir, the tofes loshen rishon. So here, the svara is, we say, hodabei. He said, Hareizu tmuras oila, and then he wants to make it a tmuras shlomim. So he can't be chayza. Rabbi Yosi oimer dvor of kayomim, we don't say hodabei, we assume that he wants both, the afpig mar dvor of odom nitfas. That these both the burim achal, and so the din is yirat she yistayim. It's chetshay tmuras oila v'chetshay tmuras shlamim. V'iboyilu. So the Gemara clears a shaila according to Rav Meir that holds you say tofes loshen rishon. We mentioned before the svar is because why we assume that was hodabei. First he wanted to mura soila, then he changed his mind, he wanted to mura shlomim, and you can't change your mind. He boilu oma chetsya oila vechetsya shlomim. What will be the din if he said chetsya oila vechetsya shlomim? That means chetsya should be a tmura soila, vechetsya should be a tmura shlomim. Mi moide bo rab meir oiloi. Is rab meir moide over here that you say after bar dvorav adam mitvas, I know? Mi amrinen taime da rab meir mishum denim lachu. Do we say that the whole time of rab meir by Tmuras Oila the Tmuras Shlomim is Mishum Denim Lachu? Because when he said Tmuras Shlomim, he's Chayza. He had said Tmuras Oila, now he's Chayza. He wants to make a Tmuras Shlomim. And the Kivin, the Chal Shem Oila, and since already it was a Chal Shem Oila, Sulay Poka, so it's not Nifka anymore. You can't be Chayza. He made this already a Tmuras Oila. Avol Ki Oma Lachatzoin. But if he said, Lachatzoin, Chetsha Oilo, Vechetsha Shlom, Lekala Meimahoch, you can't say, that Hodabe. You see, Klori wants half of the behemoth should be like this, and half of the behemoth should be like this. Oiduma, Kimin de Poshtabe, Kedushas Oilo, Bereisha, Sulei Chayle, Kedushas Shlom. Or maybe, since already it was Chal Kedushas Oilo, it can't be Chal Kedushas Shlom. So the Dvar Shmuel says the other tzad is that we say when he says two, he means that Hodabay, he wants one should be chal after the other. Tmuz, the chet she'ilah, chet she'shlomim, first chet she'ilah and then chet she'shlomim. And already that is not bekoyach to do because it's poshta kedusha bekula, so already became a tmuzah se'ilah. For Omar Rabbi, Boho Vadai Moide Rab Meir. So Abai said, no, the Svar of Rab Meir by Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim is Hodabai. But by Chetsi Oilo, Chetsi Shlomim, it's not Hodabai. I don't say he wants one after the other, he wants both the Basachas. So both Basachas will be both, so there's no machloikas between Rab Meir and Rab Yosi. Rova Omar Adayin Hi Machloikas. Rav said, Adayni Machloikis. So what's that Adayni Machloikis? So we say that whenever he says to Lashaynis, he wants one after the other. So it's one after the other. So Chetsha Oila v'Chetsha Shlomo, I'll say, since it's one after the other, so it's Poshta Kedusha Bekula by Chetsha Oila, and then it can become a Shlomo. V'Oisvei Rav La'abaya. So now we have here a machlekes Rav and Abaye. In a case where you can say Hodabay, is there still a din of tofes loshen rishon? According to Rameya, Rav says yes, and Abaye says no. Va'oisvei Rav la Abaye mehashoichet es hazevach. A person shechted a kolben lechel kezayis bechutz. And he has in Zinim B'Shah Shchita that a Kezayis of this Kolben he'll eat Pechutz. Kezayis L'mocho. And then he'll eat another Kezayis L'mocho. The Kopoli Rab Yehuda Ad Rabono. The Machlokes Rab Yehuda Ad Rabono. Vo'oma K'Rab Meir. Tofes Loshen Rishon. Rab Yehuda holds like Rab Meir. And in this case you say Tofes Loshen Rishon. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Koma, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Zeh haklal, kol shemachsheves zman kodmo lemachsheves moke. If it was machashev first, that he's shechting this kolben, that he's going to eat a kizayis, chutzle zman, right? And then there was a machshove, he'll eat a kizayis, chutzle mkoyim, right? Pigul v'chayovin olav koros. So then it's pigul. So the machshav rishayna was chutz l'zmanoi. So memele, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the machshav rishayna was chutz l'zmanoi, it was chal already a shame pigul on the kolben, and that shame doesn't become nifka. Loishno ba'avoida achas, v'loishno b'shtei avoides. Now, this halacha is sai by the same avodah, he had these two machshavas, or by two avodahs, he had these two machshavas. Now Rashi starts explaining two avodahs, and Rashi will come back to avodah achas. So Rashi says, we're speaking about the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that if the machshavas man was koidim the machshavas mokim, so it is pigol nyechayiv kolos. Now what is the case of two avodahs? Shechishev ba'avodah shniye machshavas psul, boso machshavas pigol. By two avoidis, let's say, b'shah shchita, he thought, halida kezayis, chutz l'zmano. B'shah kabola, he thought, halida kezayis, chutz l'mkoymoy. Is loy mifka loy miyat pigul. So it doesn't become ois pigul. Now this we have to know, we had learned before, nitazoy, but that's not according, the Meloy Roim explains this Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we had learned before Aloche that pigul, all four avoiders have to be bekashris. That's what we had learned before. That was on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Achumra de Zrike the mikveh bei pigul. Sarashi had said on Daf Samach Aleph Beis Avchish Baachas Meavoyde Shachler Psulacha Kain Chutzum Koy Meshuvah In Baikos Kain Brinim Bezvochem. Now that is not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the first machshove was a machshavas pigul, so then the shame pigul is chal, and whatever machshava he thinks later in a different avoida is not mafkiya the shame pigul. That's by two avoidas. That what there is a halacha kartzos posel kachartzos kosher, kartzos kosher kachartzos posel, that a different psul makes it ois pigul, means if he first thought a machshava chutzlum koimoi, let's say by the Shechita he'll think Chutzlum Koimoi, by the Kabbalah he'll think Chutzlus Manoi, then it's not Pigul. So it won't become Pigul because there was a Machsheva HaPoisloi Koidem the Machsheva's HaPigul. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, if first came a Machsheva's Pigul, so then it's Nikva, the Psul Pigul, and even he thinks another Psul later, it's still called Pigul, it's Chayim Olav Kolos. So now, this memre of Rabbi Yehuda by shtei avoides, if kodma machsheves hazman lach machsheves hamokim it's pigul, this has nothing to do with Rovis Kasha and Abaye, it has nothing to do with Asugya. This is Tamazoi Rabbi Yehuda holds that as once it was nikba, the shame pigul, so a psul acher b'avoida acheres will not be mafkiya the shame pigul. But what is negeya, The machloikis Rav and Abaye is in this memra of Rabbi Yehuda ba'avoida achas. Now let us understand this 1 minute. What does that mean ba'avoida achas? Ba'avoida achas means b'shah shchite he thought I'm shechting to eat one kezayis chutz lizmanoi and one kezayis chutz l'mkayme. This was a machshove b'shah shchite. Now this was b'shah avoidas ashchite. He thought that he'll be shaychet chutzlus manay and chutzlum koyma. Now, according to Abaye, now let us just understand this halacha for 1 minute. According to Abaye, where there is no hechech of chazore, so you say, afilo according to Rameya and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chilik between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, you say he means both. He means both. If you say there was a chazore, so there's a chazore meant this, and lay was chayzim meant this. But if a person is speaking about two kizaisim, so there's no chazore whatsoever. The kizayis, this kizayis is going to eat chutzlus manoi. That kizayis is going to eat chutzlus manoi. So there's no chazore whatsoever. So according to Abaye, the halacha should be, so I'm making a shechita for pigul and posel. And it's one shechita. So you can't say it was chal the shein pigul already, because the shechita alone, there was a iruv kavonis. There was a kavonis l'shein pigul, a kavonis l'shein posel. It doesn't become pigul. But the halacha gedav zayin b'avoida achas, it should not be pigul, according to Abaye. According to Rove, Rove says that according to the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when a person thinks two machshavos, when a person thinks two machshavos, it means first this and then this. It means first chutzlus manai and then chutzlum koyim. That's Yesoid Aleph. Yesoid Beis, we'll soon see in Rashi, that according to Rove, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein l'shchita ela l'psoif. So now, when a person, so he was thinking b'shas t'shchita, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymoi. Means, first chutz l'zmanoi, then chutz l'mkoymoi. When will this machshove b'chal, b'shas t'gmar shchita, ein l'shchita ela l'psoif. So b'shas t'gmar shchita, we have a machshove chutz l'zmanoi, and then chutz l'mkoymoi. But there's no and then anymore, because the Gemar Shchita is Keherefayim, so we only have a Shchita Chutz Lizmanai. So therefore, according to Rave, we understand according to Ramei and Rabbi, that's always the Loshen Rishon and then the Loshen Achrayim. So if we hold Ein L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif, so the and then can sich nicht einhappen schein, because the Gemar Shchita is Chutz Lizmanai, so it's Pigel. According to Abaye, this halacha should not be so. That means if you hold in l'shchita el l'psoif, so it shouldn't be pigul, because the psoif was chal both together. It doesn't mean this, it means both b'basachas. Filu Rab Meir. So that was the kashe of Rove on Abaye from Rab Yehuda. Now let us again see the Rashi and the shtikl. Ba'oisvei Rove l'abaye. Rove est akasha n'abaye. Me ha-shoichet es ha-zevach lechol kezayis b'chutz, kezayis l'mocho, deko pligi Rav Yehuda ad-Rabona. Va'oma ke-Rav Meir tofes loshen rishon. Rove showed Abaye that Rav Yehuda holds like a Meir that you say tofes loshen rishon, afilu in a case where there's no chazor. Dekoma. This is the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Ze haklal kol shemachsheves zman kodmo lemachsheves mokim. If the machsheves zman is before the machsheves mokim, pigul b'chayovim olav kores. So it's pigul b'chayovim olav kores. Lo ishna ba'avoida achatz. So this is no shayches again with Abaye. No, lo ishna ba'avoida achatz. This is the kasha on Abaye. But lo ishna b'shtei avoidos. Now Rashi starts explaining what's the case of Shtei Avoidus. Shechishev ba'avoidus shniya, machsheves psul, posel machsheves pigul. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, loy mifka lei miyad pigul. So since the machsheves pigul was chal by the avoidus rishoino, was chal by shchite, so it's pigul. Period. That is not a kashan abaya. Now, the toughest loshen rishon, Rashi is explaining why it is pigul by avoida achas. That's how the Mleirayim explains this Rashi. By avoida achas, it's we say it's also pigul. Now why is it pigul by avoida achas? So according to Abaye, we should say that both are chal b'bas achas. It's erev machshavis. It's machshavis chutzlus mani chutzlum koimoi. So it's not pigul. It wasn't chal the same pigul already. But Rabbi Yehuda says it is pigul b'avoida achas. So you see, from this halacha of avoida achas, you see Rabbi Yehuda holds tofes loshen rishon, afilu it's not a chazor. We say, by two lashonis, it is zeh v'achar kach zeh. V'rabbonon sovri, the Rabbonon hold, af b'gmar dvorov u'nitvas, v'havei lo b'chod ha'avoida. So by avoida achas, it's Irev Machshavis. So it is, I'm shechting for Chutzlus Mani Chutzlum Koimoi. V'loi korav ha-matir ki mitzvosoi. So mele, there was not an avoide l'shem pigul. It was avoide l'shem pigul apostle. And the din is, so it doesn't become pigul. V'anan be'inin v'loi lehevi v'psul achin. In order for it to be pigul, al kaponim, you need one avoide, or the first avoide, that should be l'shem pigul. Da'atzoksive, it has to be equivalent to a korban kosher. That you need that it should be al kaponim, the only chesaron should be the machsheves pigul. There shouldn't be another chesaron al kaponim in the same avoid. Alma. Now this was the kasha on Abaye. Man de islay tofes loshen rishon. The man de yoma, if Rabbi Yehuda said ba avoida achas it is pigul, so we see from here. Man, the islay tofes loshen rishon afilu lachatzoyim islay. So he holds, this is equivalent to chatzoyim. Chatzoyim is not hoder bay. We don't say it's hoder bay, and here it's also not hoder bay. The hozeisi tu v'yesh bezevach. There's many zeisim in the zevach. So if he said kizayisu chutz l'zmanoy v'kizayisu chutz l'mekoymoy. So it's not Hodabe, it's equivalent to Chatzoy, or Polik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is Pigel. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tophis Loshen Rishon, Afilu Vensepasnet Hodabe, and that's why it is Pigel. Now, this is only if we say these two Yesoidis. That's how Rav understood of Yehuda. He holds Tophis Loshen Rishon, number one. And number two, he holds Ein L'Shchita El L'Psayif. V'omar le'Abaye. So Abaye told him, you're making a big mistake. Mi Sovres Ein L'Shchita El L'Psayif. He says, who says you're right? That Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein L'Shchita El L'Psayif. That the shchita, so tu tzach shchita no, by the gemar shchita. V'chode machshavei, and there's only one machshavei, by the gemar shchita, you can only use one machshavei, tovus loshen rishon, you can't use two. No? Yeshno l'shchita mitchila vatzoif. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeshno l'shchita mitchila vatzoif. So what does that mean? That the shchita process, is the whole Maisa Shchita is a chelik of the matter. Each simen is a Maisa Shchita. It's not Nigma yet, but it's a Maisa Shchita. Uchigoyim. So therefore, that what Rabbi Yehuda says it's Pigel is speaking about as follows. Uchigoyim the Omar, simen rishain chutz lezmane. The Shchita is two simonim. So the first simen, he said, I'm shechting this simen, which should be chutz lezmanoy. Usheini, in the second simen, I'm shechting chutz lemkoymoy. Rab Meir sova, Rab Meir holds, mefaglin besimen echot. Rab Meir holds, you could be mefagl, you could poisel a kob, bachatzi mater. That means as follows. There is a matter of shchita. There's a matter of shchita. Shchita is matter. Now, the matter of shchita has two parts to it. There's two chalokim. There's simen aleph and simen beis. There's two simonim that you shecht. So, Rab Meir holds, mefagling b'chatzi matter. If I'm oisik in a chatzi matter, let us just later... Rashi brings another case of chatzi matter, so let us perhaps we'll understand a little better over there. By a minche, you have to be maktir the koimitz and the levoine, and then you're allowed to eat the shirayim, the minche. Now, so you have a haktore of two koimitz, and you have the haktore of the levoine. And after you make these two haktores, then the Mincha becomes mutter. Now, the haktor of the koimitz is a chatzi matter. That means after you are matter, the ktor is not allowed to eat the mincha. You have to be matter the levoina also. But it is a chatzi matter. It's a chatzi matter. So Rameya holds mefaglin b'chatzimata. If I did a chatzimata and I thought a machshev is pigul, b'shas asi is this, I'm being makdil the koimitz kedei tit the minche chutzlus manoi. So that's also called a pigul. You could make a machshev is psul b'chatzimata. So it's chal, so it's pigul already. So Abaye said, so Rabbi Yehuda, which holds like Rabbi Yehuda also holds mefaglin b'chatzimata. So by shchita, there are two matirim. If you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoi, so you have two chatzim matirim. The first simin is, it's called the tutzach ha-shchita, so tutzach ha-matir from shchita, it's not the complete matir. You have to shech tusim on him. But when the shchita of the first simin, that's a chatzimata. The shchit of the second simen is another chatzimata. So therefore, Abaye said pshat, that when he shechted the first simen, he was mechashem chutzlis manoi, so memelo is mefagel b'chatzimata, so it became pigul already. And Rabbi Yehuda holds this yesod as soon as it becomes pigul, it doesn't become nifka anymore. So what's the difference if it became pigul with the first avoide? So it won't become ois pigul if you think amachshev is psul in the second avoide. You think chutzlum koima in the second avoide won't make it ois pigul. So who adin if it became pigul in the chatzimater of the first avoide? It also won't become ois pigul if you thought amachshev is psul in the second matter. So Mamela, so Abaye told Rove, Rabbi Yehuda has no shaykhs at all with toughest lashon rishon. Forget, you're both lashonis. There's a shchita for kezayis chutzlus manoi. There's a shchita for kezayis chutzlum koimoi. But it's pigul because since the first shchita was a chatzimata, it became pigul already. So Abaye told Rove, there's no raya whatsoever to your yisoid, that we hold tofes loshen rishayim afilu sepas nish todebe. That was what Abaye told him. Now let us again see Rashi. Yeah, he said, yeshna l'shchita mitchil l'vatsoi, uchigoyin dom asim in rishin chutz l'zmane, v'shayin hi chutz l'mkoyim, v'ramei yisov v'mafaglim b'sim in echot. Fine. So if you learn like this, so there's no raya whatsoever to Rove, they say, Tofes Loshen Rishon. Mechlal de Rove da Oisve, Rove that had asked the Kashe on Abaye from Rabbi Yehuda, Meho, Svira le'eli be deramei of Rabbi Yehuda, da eina l'shchita el l'psoi. Rove couldn't learn like this. Because Rove, da eina l'shchita el l'psoi, there's no chatzi matter over here. You don't, the shchita process, it starts and ends by the gemar shchita. There's no chatzim ein l'shchita el l'psoi. So memele v'kulo machshove b'seif shchita avoy. So everything is b'seif shchita. B'hav leicha de machshove. So it's only one machshove. If it would be two machshoves, why is it pigul? So you see, it's only one machshove. The nimlach lekel meimen here, you can't say it's nimlach. Doha b'shnei zeisim chishev. V'afilu hochi, if this is two zeisim, it's not a charote. He says, klo, that I want to eat this kezayis chutzlis manoi, and the second kezayis chutzlim koimoi. V'lochi polik. V'hainu domrinu, so memele from Rove, that esta kasha nabaya from Rabbi Yehuda, we see two yesoides, that Rove held, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein l'shchita el l'psoif, number one. And we see Rove holds, alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, you say, tofes loshen rishon. So tofes loshen rishon means that whatever the situation is, when a person says this and this, means this and afterwards this. And if you hold ein l'shchita el l'psoif, I don't have any time for the afterwards, so only the first loshen is chal. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's pigul. V'haynu damrin in hoche. Now that is pshat na'gemorim. Leim o'kasov ri'acherim. Now we want to explain the acherim. that Achayim said if he thought he was shaychet l'mailam l'areilam it is kosher. If he shaychet l'areilam l'mailam it is possible. So the Gemara did not understand this. In both cases, it's mikzas ola. That was the Gemara's kashim. So the Gemara says, v'ayneh debrin enoch, alei mikas over Achayim ain't l'shchit al l'psoit. The Achayim hold like Rav, that ain't l'shchit al l'psoit. V'chol machshev eshchita lemahan ye'elim keim chishov b'gmorom. The only the machshov in the gemar, that can help. Uche de rove, and also the achayrim hold like rovem. The omar hosam adayni machloik is boi malach atzoim. That memeilet, even though se pas nisht hoder bay, you still say se pas da musig of tovus loshen rishin. Because when the person says to lishaynes, it means ze vachar karze. Val kochoch, so memeile is lele rabbeinu shrita lele psoif. V'acherim ayne rabmeya, and these acherim is rabmeya. Hilka, bigmar shrita ein shuhus loimar shnei dvorim, there's no shuhus. So v'heich edig dimoylem la'areilem b'soif. So if he was magdim, dig the moilim la reilim, he was magdim moilim la reinim, so besoiv shchite moilim chayli kulom. So memeile by the soiv shchite, so it's kulay la moilim, hig them a reilim la moilim, a reilim chayli kulava kulo lo poslo. So that is pshat, now understand the Lashon HaGemara. So leima kasovri achayrim, that's the Gemara. That achayrim hold ein l'shchit al l'besoif, number one. Uchid the rove, number two, like rove, doma rove adayni machloikis. That afilu in a case, visepas nish chazore, zugich oichet ofis loshen rishin. Hilkach, hig de moilem la reilem, moilem chayli, areilem loy chayli. Hig de mareilem la moilem, areilem chayli, moilem loy chayli. So according to this Gemara, so the way Rava explained, according to Rab Meir, that means you can never, if I hold these two factors, I hold Ein L'shchita Ela L'psoif, and I also hold Tofes Loshen Rishon, so there's no such musik as Mikzas Ola. You can never have Mikzas Ola. It's either Kulay Ola or Kulay Meilem. Vashaych mitzas ola. So l'chayr is doch apella. We learn from a posik that v'kol ola lo yoichubay, we learn kulay ola poslo, mitzas ola loy poslo. So l'chayr, according to Rav, according to Rameya, where is there a musig of mitzas ola? So be'emison, that's Toisvis Akash and Absamach Omed Aleph. And we learned the Toisvis, we did not learn the sugya, so we couldn't appreciate what Taisva says. So let us just see the Tap Taisva's Samach de Bamaschal Avol v'yeshloima. The Masnissin Mayri ki goin de kaimi kamei tmeyim utahoyrim, that is standing in front of him the shaychet tmeyim utahoyrim va'oma hareinu shaychet le'elu. I'm shechting for these two. So if I'm shechting for these, and these are some amele, so that's mitzvah seichlem. The binyan achel oy meshkachas mitzvah olod le posol amer libe derove damer shitchan el b'say. So tachtais is binyan achel. How according to Rove, according to Rameya, how do you have mitzvah olod? There's no other case of mitzvah olod. So the case of mitzvah olod is that fakir that he said areini shoyches le'elu. And you have mikzas areilim, mikzas moilim, and so there you have a case of mikzas ola. But if you don't have such a case, so then you always have a toughest loshen rishon, so it's either kulei ola or kulei moilim. Omar Rabim, loy. So it's not, so l'chayr the bug means to say, so it's muchach eises. From the chayrim it's muchach, both yesoides of rov. So the Gemara, Omar Rabbe, loy lom ksavri acherim yeshna l'shchite mitchila v'atzoif. No. Tacherem hod yeshnei l'shchita mitchila v'atzoiv. Aye, if yeshnei l'shchita mitchila v'atzoiv, so then we have a tremendous problem. So mitchila v'atzoiv, so it's mikta sola. So he's thinking, reilim, meilim, meilim, it's mikta sola. This is the whole shchita process, and then yeshnei l'shchita mitchila v'atzoiv, so there's the I feel according to Rove, that holds Tavis, he passes Tavis Loshin Rishon. Yes, I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking this, and both can be chal, one after the other, no problem. So memela, so it's mixed solo. So what's pshat? V'hoche b'maya skinon mach de gemara ve'interesting akimte. Kigoyin. Shegomar b'liboy l'tavayu bein l'moilim bein l'arelim. B'machshove he thought that he's going to shecht for both. He thought mixed solo take. L'moilim, l'arelim. V'hoitzi b'fiv, but b'piv he said la'reilim. He said la'reilim, v'loi hispik lo'i ma'alemoilim, ad she'nigmero shchita ba'areilim. So what is the case? We have here a mikza shchita. And he wanted to... He wanted to say both. And about Al-Kaponim, he didn't know how fast he was going to shecht. Lamaisi says, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim. And when he said, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim, he had finished the shechit already. It shechted both Simonim. So he had said, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim. Le'hispik lo'ima le'moilim, ad she'nigmero shechite ba'Reilim. It was nigmero shechite ba'Reilim. U'baho pligi. So Lemaise, we have a very interesting case over here. The case is that, let's just think what he said. He said, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim. So the words he said sound like that he's shechting for Areilim, which that's no good. That passes the call. He did not have any intention to shecht. He wanted a shecht for Mitzvah Areilim. So what he said was not what he intended to say. He intended to say, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim Olamoilim. He said it, but the Lamoilim was after the Shechita already. It was too late. The Lamoilim was too late. So he had said, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim. So he said, I'm shechting for Areilim, but his intent was, Areini Shoichet La'Reilim Olamoilim. So now the Shaila is, can a Dibur, which was not meant the way it was said, do we reckon with this dibur, or don't we reckon with this dibur? Can this dibur shaf halachis? That means the dibur was not intended to be said the way it was said. The mashmois of this dibur was not intended to you, the mashmois of the dibur, it's kulei ola. The intention was mitzas ola. We never said mitzas ola in time. So Memela, can this dibur shaf halachis if there's no leif? If he didn't mean to say of what he really said. The mashmois for what he said was not intended to be said. So Memela, so Rabbi said, the Rameya sova loy beinon pivali by shovim. You don't need leif. He said, Allah, it's gizok. Even though his intention, he did not intend to say what he said, but you don't need pivali beishovim. The pez enough. So memela, so you have to listen to what he said. He said, "Areini shechet la'reilim." It's finished. Abahapligi, the rabeis of labina pivali beishovim. So memela, so it's considered a shechita la'reilim. Rabbonin Sovri bin and Pivali Beishovim. So Memele, since what was said, the mashmois of what was said was not intended to be said, so forget about it. Cross it out. It doesn't shaf any dinim. He didn't want to shecht for Reilim, so finished. So kilu, nothing was said. So nothing was said, so it's a kosher shchita. Frag the Gemara, Ukasova Rameya Lebein and Piva Libe Shovin. So you tell me, I'm in the Kachidish. The Rameya holds that as long as he said it be Piv, even though there's no lave, it's it's sharp's halachas. Veramin alesh yirakash. A miskaven loimer trume. The person wanted to say arezu trume. Va'omar maisa. But he said maisa. Maisa va'omar trume. Oi. She'enei nichnas labayize. Va'omar loze. He made a nether. I won't go into this person's house, and this person means Chatzko's house. But Omal Azed, he said, I won't go into Tabel's house. Shaini Nena Lazet, but Omal Azed. So he said one thing, but it was said unintentionally. Loi Omar Klumachi Valibai Shovit. Satkonish. That means something that is said unintentionally. It's garnished, it doesn't shaf any dinim. This is a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. So how can you say that Rav Meir holds you don't need piva libay shovet? Is a Meiridike Ha'ore from the Sfas Emes, that the Sfas Emes is Ma'ore as follows. He says, if you look at these two cases, there's a Meiridike Chilik between the two cases. A person wanted to say, I will not go into Chatzkel's house. That's what he wanted to say. And he said, I won't go into Begel's house. So the Begel, what he said, is, was said unintentionally. That means there was no late. It's a slip of the tongue. But he didn't want to say, I'm not going to Begel's house. So the whole word was said without kavon. So there, versteht sich. So a Begel holds something that said unintentionally was mamish, a slip of the tongue, doesn't shaf any halachas whatsoever. Masha'in came when this person said, Areini shoychet la'arelem. He wanted to say Areini shoychet la'arelem. He wanted to say more also. He wanted to say Areini shoychet la'arelem ulamoylem. But the arelem that he said he wanted to say. Now he wanted to add another word. He wanted to say Areini shoychet la'arelem ulamoylem. But the word was not said as a slip of the tongue. It was, he wanted to say it. But the mashmois that we hear from this word was not what he intended. Because when we hear Areilim, we hear only Areilim. He didn't want you should hear that because he wanted to say Moilim also. So here it is different. That means, mitzad echot, the mashmois, what we hear, he didn't want to say. But the word that was said, he wanted to say. So he says, that's the difference between the Talzin and the Makshin. The Talzin also knew this bekiyis, that Lozev is, the Talzin held that it's no tzushtel to that Rameyer. That Rameyer, when he said, Anichlas Lozev, and it was Lozev, so the whole word was a slip of the tongue. Vashteitzach, if someone says something with unintentionally in Gansen, that Zichas is never Teiris Dibur, that Zichas is Gornish mit Gornish, that's what he held. But he held over here when he said Ra'alelim, he wanted to say Ra'alelim. No, so if the word was said with, it was an intent, even though the mashmois was unintentional, that he held there, you could say Rameya holds that they you don't need people libay shovim. That was the svar of the Talzin. The Makshin holds no. But if the mashmois that we hear from the word is not what he wanted to say, that's equivalent, that he didn't want to say what was said. So Mamela, that's the machloikis between the Talzin and the Makshin. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Vahochi b'mayaskina, diktoni higdim areilim lemoilim posel, kigoin, shegomar belibi lohoitzi moilim achareilim. He wanted to say the word moilim after areilim. Beloiba la areilim ulemoilim. So Trashi kol machshove de kochim meitzi bepibul. See this in Taisvis also. That whenever it says machashiv bekochim, it means he says the words. So therefore we have to rechen with the words that was said, because Rashi amir de kekashiv. If you only rechen with, if machshove is sufficient, so he does a machshove for both. So it was geit meron, but he said a reilim, but it was a machshove for both. And Ramei Yehud Zabin Apiva Libay Shovin, V'haloi Chach Apiv, Ike Kula Ol, Lavach Vishlei Beliboy, El Olam Mikzosa, but the pair, it was a pair for Kula. Sheini Nena Lazer, Li Shazer, Lo Yom HaKlum, Sta Mishni, V'Ramei Yeri. So this is the Kashe that the Gemara asked on Rabbi's Teretz. Your Teretz is also not a good Teretz. Elo Omar Rabbi. So Abaye comes and says, now a new mahalach to be miyashiv the svaras acherim. What is the new mahalach? Elamar Abaye. Reisha da omar simin rishen lemoylem. V'simin sheini af la'areilem. The reisha is speaking about that he said simin rishen lemoylem. He said simin rishen lemoylem. Besimin sheini af la'areilem. The besimin sheini nami in rameir holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. What does that mean? That each chelik of a mater, you could, there's also a machshavet. So memela is like this. The first simin was lemoylem. That's kabaldik. The simin sheini, the second simin is af la'areilem. What does af la'areilem mean? Af means it should be also for areilem. What does also mean? That means the simin sheini should also be for moilem and for areilem. So in this case, what is this person making? The simin rishon la'areilem, the simin sheini for mikzas ola, for moilem and areilem. So it's kevaldik. So it's good. The besimin sheini nami psichi bei moilem. In the simin sheini, there's moilem also. So memela, that's why it's good. Sefer da omar simin rishain la'areilem. Simin rishain la'areilem. So a shame bitter. So simin rishain la'areilem. So he made, if you hold mefaglin b'chatzi mater, so he made an achatzi mater, he shechted for kulei areilem. So this achatzi mater is also a mater. So he shechted for areilem. So finished. So there was an avoida for areilem. Simin sheini lemoylem. The besimin rishon alay psichi bei moylem. It's loy psichi bei moylem. Ramei letamei domem mefaglin b'chatzi mata. Rabbono letamei domrein mefaglin b'chatzi mata. That's how Abaye lefiyem is learned. Simin sheini af areilem garsinon. Besimin rishin loy hoyadatoy elo lamashe moitzi bepiv. Hoitzi mepiv. And that's the moylem. Besimin shayne yom moisif al marshav te hilke ki higdem areilem le moylem. Nigmar simin rishin bareilem rameile tamei doma bemenoches. Mefaglin bachatzi mater disnan pigul bekoimitz veloy belvoino. Belvoino veloy bekoimitz. Kloima. Chishe baktor esa echod amenas lecho min asherayim lemochom. Rameiroi me pigul. So by one of these two actors, and each one is a chatzi mater, he was mechashev chutzlus manlois, ramei hoz mefaglim bechatzi mater, v'chamamoy mimein by chorus, ad she yefagl bechol amater, a chatzi mater is not considered an avoide, which you can't be mefagl in, yesh pigul b'machshev es chatzi mater, v'hai chatzi mater, so he is also a chatzi mater. The shchite b'shnei asimonim, the mater of shchite is the shchite shnei asimonim, psichi, let us see Tosfos. Areilem lemoylem nami lese lekulei ola. The Gemara asked the kasha, just like by moylem ba'areilem. It is good because it's mixes ola. Areilem lemoylem, it's also mixes ola. Mash medavenichelei havetoni betavayu kosher. That means the Gemara understood that pipashtes without new yesoides, both should be kosher. Areilem lemoylem, moylem areilem. It's mitzvah solo. Vim toima adarabe. Fakert. Pashtis is betavayu havaleilem mifso. The kasha should have been fakert. That both should be posel. The rameya islay mefaglin bachatzimate. Rameya holds mefaglin bachatzimate. Vacherem haino rameya. So, Frektach Tois is verkehrt. We have to understand, punkt verkehrt. Was geht mir on what he started with? He started Moilem, but it was a chatzi mater that was kule la'areilem. Le Moilem u la'areilem. La'areilem u le Moilem. So, verkehrt, it was one mater for Moilem, one mater, the two different, that's equivalent to two different avoides. If you say mefaglim b'chatzi mater, so each chatzi mater is a different entity. So this mater, this chatzimater was for moilem, this chatzimater was for areilem, so finished. So you have a matter that was kulei olaf, was first, that was second, was geit miron. The kasha should have been punfaker. Not that both should be kosher, both should be posel. The Gemara says that teretz that he said moilim. The first matter was moilim. The second was aflareilim. We'll see Tosfos later what if it's mamisha about that aflareilim. So in the second matter, it's also moilim. But on these dreidlich, it's the pashtus is that should be possible because Ramei holds mechfaglim bechtzimata. Veyeshloima deloy omar pigul bechtzimata. You can only make pigul bachatzi mater ela b'meforish. He has to specify simin rishoin oisheini la'areilim. He has to say, this simin is for areilim. That's what he's going through a shchita process and saying, I'm shechting for moilim and areilim does not make that the moilim is this simin and the areilim is this simin. It doesn't work like that. If you want to make it like to avoid this, you have to say, this simon should be for this, this simon should be for this. Then it becomes like to avoid this, and then it's kuleyola. Yishloim lo'oma pigo b'chatzimat al b'mephoresh simon rishayim oisheini l'arelo b'avadovo mesuyen k'demucha b'gbeiz d'zvoch. B'kuntra seviyay mi oma l'yabayim misovras eina l'shrita el l'psoy. Yes, l'shchita mitzchila batzoyf. The Omar, so how did Abaye learn Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? Simen rishayin chutz l'zmanay, v'simen sheini chutz l'mekoymay. But lo melei lefrushay, why do you have to say simen rishayin, simen sheini? I'm l'meim, it bestam. He said, he hold, yes, l'shchita mitzchila batzoyf. So l'meila, so first it was pigul, and the chutz l'zmanin was chutz l'mekayim. Elavadai loy omar rameya mefaglim bachtzimata elabem meforish. He has to be meforish this simen and this. For oid nir, and now Taisus is a new yesoy, da afilu omar, afilu be meforish, and he'll say bachatzi simen, but it'll be if he be meforish, and he'll say half of a simen, which is not a double mesuyim. Lav klumi, also won't help. Eladavke be simen sholem. So that means you need two things. You have to speak out, and number one, and number two, you have to say a whole simen. That's called a chatzimata. The porich also, because the Gemara asks a kasha on a bayit. Vrekmitze dechilachzis domi, upolig, umishan, so in Meila there you also say that it becomes pigul. Mishani hosam nami domrinin, koimetz de minche chutzlis manoi. The Levoy Nechutzlam Koy. Fine. So Memele, so that's why you say, that's why it's Pigul, because it's a Chatzimat. Frek the Gemara, Vrei Koymetz, the Mincha Schoite, the Leka Levoy Neopligi. The Gemara says, a Mincha Schoite doesn't have Levoy Ne. And also there, by Chutzlam Man, in Chutzlam Koy, may also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say it's Pigul. How could it be pigle over there if you don't think of a slush and rishon? So why is it pigle? Mishani loy pligi. Simo says no. The bai says no. By a koyme, a minchas choyte, the staki doesn't say it's pigle because, there's no chatzimata. Tamayle koma de pligi, to oma chatzi koyme, it's chutz l'zmani, va toni chatzi chutz l'mkoyme. So the pastechet pligi, chatzimata. You need a whole simen. A whole simen, which is a chatzimata. Then there's such a din mafaglim bachatzimata. But if you'll divide the koimets, half of this koimets for this, half of this koimets for this, I feel you're meforish, it's oichet gornish mit gornish. Zog, Tais was right. Leime kesavri acherim, eine leschita ele lepsoif, uche derov. Beperik sheni dizvachim pligi abaye verove. Now Tosfos will bring down the Gemara that Rashi had brought down. Alibe derameya. The abaye omar belachzois moy derameya. If he says lachzois is moy derameya, verove omar adain himachloikes. Vosnam isav rameya. Tofes loshen rishon. Belachzois. This is the Loshna Gemara. What does Lachzeis mean? Beforish bekuntres chetzio tmures oilo vechetzio tmures shlomim. So Lachzeis, you don't say hodabe, and in Meila, that's a Rashi Lomshah. Tosfos does not want to learn like that. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chanan. A different pshat. The meforish lachzois lachatzi hayoim yachulu shneim. Lachzois means he said that bachatzi hayoim both should be chal. V'komar Abaye dehoso moide rameya. There Rav Meir is moide. He wants yachulu shneim. Both should be chal. Tmuras oilo shlomim should be chal bachatzi hayoim. That means yachulu shneim. V'komar Abaye dehoso moide rameya. Kiven de bishas amire einam cholim. B'shas da amire, it is not chal. I don't want to be, if it would be chal b'shas amire, no, so you say, let's say this, and then this. So memela, so the first one could be his chal. But if he says, it's not, now nothing should be chal. Everything should be chal, b'shas chatzi ayoim, so then both are chal. Chatzi ayoim, yochulu shnei. V'rove sova da filu hosom polig Rav Meir. Even in such a case, Rav Meir is choylik. K'moy b'shchite, de'ena ela l'psoif. This is similar to shchite, which is only also it's a zman. De'en kan ela mashu echad locher l'shnei. You have one zman mashu for both to be chal. L'Rav Meir chayil kame. According to Rav Meir, the first one is chal. You see, I mean, this is very schwer to understand. The Rach's pshat according to Rove. That means, according to Rashi, we said pshat that Rove holds that he wants it should be zeh ba'achakach zeh. So, memele, so if you have a zman k'erif ayin, which both can be chal, so the first one is chal. But here, he said, yachulu shneim, Lachzi ayoim yachulu shneim, like he wanted both to be chal. Afal pikein, Rava holds that the both are not chal and the first one is chal. It brings the raya from shchit. Avol by shchit also is ein shchit al b'soif and the first one is chal. Avol yeshno l'shchite mitchila b'atzoy. Kavuch of the Vashmur wants to explain, he brings a Taisus and Merube, there's a Svar, according to Rameya, if for some reason both can't be Chal, then the first one is Chal. So Mameli says that's what, for some reason Rava held that both can't be Chal. So then there's a din of Tofes Loshen Rishon. Avo, that's only if you hold Yesh Tal Shchit, Ein L'Shchit Al B'Soip, so then the first is Chal. Avol yeshno lishchito mitchila vatzoy. If you hold yeshno lishchito mitchila vatzoy, given sheyesh shuhus lishneim lochel, and so both could be chal, chayli tabayu, lemrinin tofes loshen rishno davkim rinin ein lishchito ela lebsoy, dein lem shus lochel lishneim kedeprishis. So memele, according to Rove, that even though he said Yechulu Shneim Bebasachas, there's no Shehus for both to be Chal, and the first is Chal. But if you hold Yeshno L'Shchita Metchila Batzoif, so there is time for both to be Chal, so then both are Chal. So we see, according to Rove, as follows, that if there is time, both are Chal. If he makes it Bebasachas, then only one is Chal. So tachtaisves leido mila tmuras oila tmuras shlomim the yoiser omrinin tofes loshen rishin kiloi om alachzois shiyesh lishneim shuhus lochel mechi om alachzois. So tachtaisves ask like this: when a person says tmuras oila tmuras shlomim, not lachzois. So then, according to everyone, I feel according to Abaye, you say Tofes Loshen Rishon according to Rameya. When he says Lachzois, according to Abaye, according to Rameya, then both are Chal. That's according to Abaye. So we see lachzois, if he makes it in one zman, both achal. He made it, he said, he didn't say lachzois, so then the first is chal. That's according to Abaye. And according to Rav, it's epispunkfakert. If yod yeshen l'shchita mitchil levatzoi, so then both achal. If yod ein l'shchita el l'psoi, only the first one is chal. So it's mamish sforis apuchis. So Taisus answers as follows. The hosom over there, kim domatmuris oilo, vafilu chetzie poshte bekulav sulay motzi chayel tmuris shlomim. Over there, that what it's a dover poshet, if without lachzois, the first one is chal, is because the second one can't be chal. Abel moilem va'areilem, ki omri yeshno shchita metchila vatzoif, oil v'choilem lochel zech hazeh, chayli tavayu. They both could be chal. Avagav the svilei ba'al metofis loshen rishin, but if both could be chal, so then both are chal. V'loi hispik loima lamoilem. He was unable to say lamoilem. He said areilem. He was unable to say lamoilem. So then the halacha is the gemara. As the rabbi wanted to say, so according to Rab Meir, it is no good because he said areilem. And we hold that here's a teiras pair, even though there's no lay. So memela, so that's why it's only l'areilem. Teima l'rashbe. So why is areilem no good? Because he didn't say moilem. The Baraisa says, when is it good? When is higdim moilem. So teima l'rashbe. Kena mai yiri diktoni higdim moilem l'areilem. Then it's good. Afil higdim areilem koshem. His pekleim l'moilem. Koidem gemar shchita. So if he had time to say moilem, it's also good. Why does the Baraisa say it's only good if higdim moilem? Hameya sova loy beinon piv v'liboy shoven. You don't need piv v'liboy shoven. That was what Rabbi had said. So if he had said areilem, which means kulei olo, which sounds like kulei olo, even though his intent was not kulei olo, it is possible. Mikan medag dekri, taho dekori bechol duchti, pigul psul machshove lav davke. The ene pigul achi yoyti bisvosov, the ibe machshove italye milse, if the kavonis of b'shas avoide is sufficient b'machshove, b'shaloi hispik loima lamoylem, vos keit miron, he did not have time to say lamoylem. Amai posel rameir, alei gomar b'libay nami loim, but he wanted to say lamoylem, wanted to say areilem lamoylem, he ended up by saying areilem, but vos keit miron, he said, but there was a machshove lamoylem. That wherever it says the Gemara calls this a psul machshove, Vaistois that it's not machshove, it is dibbo. Agavulche from Rashi in Chumash Tachsach Meir, Ota B'soicha Tois Gewissen Azoi, Rashi in Chumash Dvorim Yedzayim Posek Aleph, the Posek says, Le Sizbach Le Shem Eloi Kecho Shoir Voseh Sheyir Boimum Koil Dovor Ro. So Trashi Azore Lemefagel Bekotchim Al Yedei Dibur Ro. Koil Dovor Ro, so Rashi Darshan's Kol Dibur Ro. So we see from Rashi also that is a psul bedibur, not bemachshove. There is a meyach in Seif Hilchus Nedorim says on this Taisvis, Utmiyo Ledaiti. Dilme pigol b'machshove ki gomar b'li b'isagi. That means if he only wanted to be going, he wanted to do everything b'leiv, could be it's enough. Avolim gomar b'li b'lohitzi b'sposo, but he didn't want to make it b'machshove. Vos reta? If he wants to make it b'machshove, so vos reta? So why does he say, areinish, vos zokta? So he was machashef, areilem b'moilem. Why is he talking? So it seems he wants that the shchita should be the way he's going to say it. That's why he's talking. So memele, so that dilma pigul b'machshove ki goma b'li b'isagi. Avlim goma b'li b'lohitzi b'sfosav. He decided to say how he wants to make the shchita. Is lo nispagel azevach b'machshavtoi levad. Then it's not mispagel. This is a yesoid from the Gedolei Achronim, Dachsamir, and The Achreinim say this Yesoid by Gemara Nedorim clears a shaila if yesh yad litztoke. There's in Hilchus Nedorim, there's Hilchus Yodois, that a mitzvah loshen is also sufficient. Don't have to say a complete loshen. A mitzvah loshen is sufficient. Let the Gemara yesh yad litztoke, reizu litztoke, vizu. So the Mephoshim also ask by Tzedok Yeshad Lehegdish. So they ask, there's a din Nadiv Leiz Oilis, that the Machshava also Tzedok helps according to other Poiskim. So why do you need a din Yodis? You only need a din Yodis if there's a din Levate Bisphosayim. You have to speak out the Neder. So then there's a din Amitzis Loshen is also sufficient. But if Machshava helps, so why do you need a din Yodis? So they say this Yisod, what El Sameach says, but if you wanted to make it Machshav Enechanam, if you wanted to make this Chalois Pedibo, so then Lamaisi need Hilchus Dibo. That's what the El Sameach is saying. Miskavaloi Metruma, afilu idvorim shebolev, loi havi dvorim, gabi hu dezoven lenichsei adaite lemesik leeretz Yisrael. A person sold his nechosim, the reason he sold his nechosim because he wanted to move. Ubeidne dezovim loy omar. But b'shas he sold it. He told everyone he's moving because he wants to go. He's selling his house. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. B'shas the mechire he did not say that is why I'm selling it. His so memelo. So there the Gemara says that dvorim shebaleiv loy havi dvorim. That means, so you sold it, because you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Is hosom heini toye b'dibure. So Toye says, because there it's better, because there he's saying what he wants to say. He wants to say, I want to sell it to you. So Mamela, this tak is a dibur. So what he thought, what he wants, that if he won't go to Eretz Yisrael, the machir should be bottled, that's dvorim shebelev. Avaloch dvorim shebelev heim, here the dvorim is tak a dvorim, Toye says means. So, if he started off by saying, simin rishin la moilam, and simin sheini afla reilam, afla reilam means moilam and a reilam. Vim toimim kain amai koma higdim moilam, afilu la higdim nami, elo sheshochat, simin rishin la moilam, ula'areilim, v'chein shein, it'd also be the same din. You don't need simen rishin l'moilim, v'la simen rishin l'boz, also be the same din. Oy meride kamash melon, v'afilu l'aypirish af la'areilim. Elo sheshochat sheini la'areilim stome. Kimin sheshochat simen rishin l'moilim, is mistome af la'areilim komar. So the areilim that he says means af la'areilim. V'chein b'seifu, diktoni areilim, Al-Reilem le-Moylem Posel, that is Magdalem le-Moylem Posel, Afileik de-Moylem Posel, Impirish Sheini Ra-Leilem Davke, Chaim B'Sefer Dektoni, Al-Reilem le-Moylem, if it was Magdalem Al-Reilem le-Moylem Posel, so Taisa says, why if they say Higdem Areilem, Afilo Higdem Moilem Posel, Impirish Sheini L'Areilem Davke. If he would say Beferish that the Simin Sheini is L'Areilem, Afilo Higdem Moilem would also be Posel. L'Hoka Mashmalon. Dav, Abisha Shochat Simin Rishin L'Areilem Stam. He didn't say Davke L'Areilem. He said L'Areilem. L'Imrina, Kivin Shochat Simin Sheini L'Moilem Goli Daiti to the Simin Rishin, Af L'Areilem Koma V'Kosher, Kamashmalon, that I assume that the reila means dafke la reila.